It is now 58 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're tuned to 104.3, 104.7, KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and on the web at khum.com. And I am very, very happy and a little nervous to welcome into the studio Blitz and Trapper, who are playing tonight at Homebrews. How about a song?
Okay.
Sure. Don't be nervous, though.
Hold on to what you had, hold tight even if it's bad. But I know what you're running from, even if you don't, if you don't. I know what you're running from, even if you don't. You're on the road waiting for a ride. You're always running, but you can't see why. But I know what you're running from, even if you don't, if you don't. I know what you're running from, even if you don't. Every day you wake and every step you take, it feels like the bottom's gonna fall out, girl. You're always on your phone, scared of being alone, but like a rolling stone, gonna leave with nothing, gonna leave with nothing. But I know what you're running from, even if you don't, if you don't. I know what you're running from, if you don't. I know what you're running from, even if you don't. You share a bed with a common fool, says he loves you but it just ain't true. But I know what you're running from, even if you don't, if you don't. I know what you're running from, don't. Every day you wake and every step you take, feels like the bottom's gonna fall out, girl. You're always on your phone, scared of being alone, like a rolling stone. Gonna leave with nothing, gonna leave with nothing, gonna leave with nothing.
That's Blitz and Trapper, who are playing tonight at Humber's. This is a subset of Blitz and Trapper. I should mention this is the in-studio version of Blitz and Trapper.
The slimmed down economic version.
Which, of course, and obviously tonight there'll be the full instrumentation and
the full combo big tonight. Tubby.
The big shoe.
Super size Trapper.
All right. Would you rather do another song right now, or do you want to get the awkward interview over with?
Oh, whatever you want to do, man.
Okay. How about one more song and then we'll go into the danger zone?
But only if it's really awkward.
I can promise you. No, don't worry about that.
All the boys sit on the fender as they watch the sun go down, and the light shine like the end Well, we grew up here in Oregon, picking fields after the rains. And the West was all the world to us, and all the rest just fades away. Yeah, the best of friends, the worst of luck, never turned our hearts to stone. Yeah, we were stupid, strange, and young at heart, and all we wanted was the rock and roll. Yeah, all we wanted was the rock and roll. Yeah, yeah. Cause the days were made for running, and the nights they were made for us. Oh, the days were made for working hard, yeah, and the nights they were made for love. Oh, the nights they were made for love. As the moon starts to rise, and every Friday night after the football game, man, we get in our trucks and ride. Well, all the darkest roads and all the finest girls could never turn our hearts to stone. Yeah, we were stupid, strange, and young at heart. All we wanted was the rock and roll. Yeah, all we wanted was the rock and roll. Cause the days were made for running, and the nights they were made for us. Oh, the days were made for working hard, yeah, and the nights they were made for love. Oh, the nights they were made for love. It's stronger even in the grave. It burns like a blazing fire by night, and like the sun on a sky blue day. Many waters can never quench my love. There ain't no river gonna sweep it away. Oh, it costs more than all the silver and gold, so you better put your money away. Yeah, the best of times, the worst of luck, will never turn our hearts to stone. Yeah, we were stupid, strange, and young at heart, and all we wanna do is rock and roll. Yeah, all we wanna do is rock and roll. Ooh, all we wanna do is rock and roll. Cause the days were made for running, and the nights they were made for us. Oh, the days were made for working hard, yeah, and the nights they were made. They were made for us. Oh, the days were made for working hard, and the nights they were made for love. Oh, the nights they were made for love. Oh, the nights they were made for
love. That was beautiful. That was really, really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. That's Blitz and Trapper, who are playing tonight down at Homebrews. And I want to thank you guys a ton. I know you're literally on the road a few moments ago, so I'm sure you probably had better things to do than to come in here. So thank you for taking your
time.
I spent a good part of yesterday and a good part of today. So reading past interviews that you'd done and listening to some things that you had done in the past and getting increasingly more and more nervous as I went along. And so as a result of all this research, I have zero questions to ask you because I'm afraid to ask it. My favorite one was, it was in the LAist, I think. But they started off the interview asking what even I know is a question you never ask a band, which is why did you choose the name that you did? And then you'd said something like, I don't know, I saw it on the Winnebago. And then later in the interview, the guy says, well, what's like the worst interview question you've ever been asked? And you said, I think some guy asking us how we named ourselves. Which I just thought was awesome. So that having been said, though, there was one thing that I read. Well, there were a number of things I read, but one thing that especially stuck out, a quote that you had fairly recently. And you said, at this point, it's hard to say if we have a fan base to keep going for the next record. We used to, but now we just don't know.
I mean, I'm sure when I said that. Are you sure you're reading interviews with me?
I have the direct quote here. And I think it was in the sort of the context of this is now your new record, All Across This Land, is the eighth record that you've made. But it seems to me, your fan base has been growing steadily. Each one sort of adds new fans. Is that how you think of it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I hope so.
You guys, well, you spend a lot of time on the road, so that's got to be helpful in terms of building your fan base. See, I told you it was going to be a little awkward.
Well, I feel like it kind of ebbs and flows, but it seems like it's pretty much growth all across the country, but in places that are unexpected, like little tiny towns we're finding come out and see us in great numbers, and that's pretty wonderful to know that there's, that we might sort of plateau in some cities, but other places are still growing.
Right. I want to talk a little bit about making this record. I mean, each Blitz and Trapper record is different to me in terms of the style and the music. And this seems to me more of a kind of a little bit more of a rocker than some of the things we've done in the past. And this seems also it was recorded a little bit differently because you usually recorded in your own studio. And this looks like you went into an actual commercial studio to make it. So was the process of making this record different than in the past?
I mean, we generally do go into just, a studio. I mean, this one we recorded at Greg Williams' studio, which is where I did American Goldwing, and then parts of Seven as well. I mean, I think the difference in the process of this one really had to do with the mixing of it. I hired a really high-end mixing guy over in New York to mix the record after we recorded it. And so I really just recorded the songs and then just took kind of a hands-off approach, sent it to James, and he did a lot of magic with it. So in certain ways, it could have just been sonically much like the earlier records, but because I decided to have a pretty high-profile professional mixer do it, it kind of, I think, brought it into sort of a more mainstream sounding place. Yeah.
And did you send it off to the mixer with instructions like this is generally the feel I want, or was it just sort of work your magic?
I didn't really. Yeah, I had no instructions. I was curious to see what he would do. I had a few as we went along. I mean, it was a dialogue and it was really great. It was fun. And on American Goldwing, I did the same thing. I had Chad Blake mix it, who did Black Keys and stuff. But with this one, I just yeah, I knew he was good, sent it off, and just let him do his thing.
Well, it came out good.
Yeah.
He did a good job. That was money well spent. I was curious. I mean, you guys have been together as a band for a long time and, been making music and have been doing so at a sort of an increasing level all along. But the music business is weird compared to the way it was, even 15, 20 years ago. So, I mean, is it... There was I had a quote. Foghat sent me an email today that Foghat has a new record coming out,
nice.
And they're going to redo Slow Ride, and they're crowdfunding it, and they put in here, many people don't realize how costly it is to make a record, and it gets cost prohibitive to keep being creative, and that quote kind of stood out for me because you're Foghat first of all, but whatever. I mean, do you find that? I mean, is it's hard economically to be in a band?
I mean, no more difficult than like being in construction or something. I mean, music at this point, for us and bands like us, is completely blue collar. I mean, we work, and when we're on the road, we work without a break for weeks, you know. And then when we're making records, you know, that's part of it as well. Yeah, I mean, it's more difficult. I think if we didn't have the specter of like the 70s, where it was just like this crazy money ball of like insanity.
Or the grunge era, really. I mean,
yeah.
Every band in the world was getting signed that had a strange name, you know, like.
Yeah, but even then, you started to see things slip because you could copy things really easily. And even like Nirvana had to fund their own tours by the end. Things started to change as people were able to make cassette copies, CD copies. Now it's all just free and floating. So it's like, I don't know. Now, yeah, it's more difficult, but at the same time, now it's more about the live show. It's about touring. That's the only way we make money, you know. Whereas in the past, bands didn't even need to tour, really.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's funny because it's like you have this generation of musicians complaining about things, and then another generation kind of complaining, but not really, because we don't know any different, you know. Like, we've never been in a market where we made any money on records ever. We've only ever made money touring, so we don't really know any different. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's James McMurtry was in here, and he said when he first started out, he used to tour in order to sell records. Now he makes records just so he can tour.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like the opposite way around.
It's become like a business card. Unless you sell a lot of copies, it's just a business card, basically.
Yeah, right.
And far as recording music and budgets, I made Fur, you know, 8 years ago or whenever, for literally $0. I made it on a cassette 4-track in a partially abandoned building, just in the middle of the night in my free time.
That was a cassette 4-track?
Yes.
Like Tascam?
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Well, actually, it wasn't a Tascam. It was a Yamaha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
which my father had bought me when I was 19. So I didn't even pay for that. Yeah, it's funny. So, yeah, I mean, that record has made, you know, us all kinds of money. And, yeah, I pretty much made it for free.
It's ironic. Saying that being creative is getting cost prohibitive seems pretty patently ridiculous. You know, you can make up a song in your kitchen doing the dishes.
Or, yeah.
It's all about the product's quality.
Yeah, I would say that if you want to, you know, be a big rock star and like market your album, that maybe is cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee anybody's ever gonna buy it. And no matter how much money you sink into marketing, it doesn't mean that people are gonna come to your shows.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the cost of producing this has gone way down if you compare it to how it was when you had to rent out a studio and do all this stuff. And obviously distribution is much, much cheaper, but maybe that's also, in some ways, working against musicians, just because there's so much, the signal to noise is so less now.
Yeah.
I want to ask you to play another couple songs, because I know you got to get going. But I'm curious about. I read that you were playing at South by Southwest, and some members of REM and Ken Stringfellow got on the stage with you, and you did a Big Star song. Were these bands? I mean, that to me, that's like a rock. Like if Peter Buck is standing on the stage with me, I'm pretty impressed with that. Were you guys REM fans?
Yeah, they were my favorite band in high school, by far. Yeah. So it was weird to hang out with those two, with Mike Mills and Peter Buck. And they were cool dudes.
Yeah.
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 It was pretty cool. It was pretty weird, actually.
I was a Posies fan in high school.
Yeah.
And so Ken Stringfellow being on stage is pretty...
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Did you like that, you know, they stopped making records for a while, and then they put out that one about 3-4 years ago?
I haven't heard that one.
That is awesome. I mean, I have a real sort of weakness for power pop, because you give me that good saturated guitar sound and a nice hooky melody, I love it. Yeah. What's the best? Who are the best power pop bands of all time?
I mean, Big Star and I don't know. That's a good question.
Gotta mention
after Big Star, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, right, you know? Right.
There's that guy Emmett Rhodes. You know him?
Oh yeah, he's pretty cool. He's like in a more obscure late 70s.
Yeah.
No, he's even earlier than that.
Oh. Yeah. Cheap Trick count.
I would put Cheap Trick in that category for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would definitely, on the basis of the one record alone, just Live at Budokan is all I need.
Totally.
So, anyway, we're talking with Blitz and Trapper, and they're playing tonight at Humbrews. And can you guys play a couple more songs?
Yeah, sure. Let's. All right, we're gonna do All Across This Land. What does that sound like? Yeah.
Well, I dove into that river to see what I could find, and the water rolled on top of me, and the stars refused to shine. Well, I swam till I could not swim, then I swam a little more, and the current held me like a lover's arms, and then it left me on the shore. Well, I stood and looked to from where I came to the place where I was born, but it seemed to me only half as real, like a dark and a distant storm. And I breathed the air around me, felt the heartbeat new, for I'd left my home and I nearly drowned for a glimpse of something few had ever seen. Shoreline to a city shining bright, and I walked the streets of that lovely place till the coming of the night. But there were no voices speaking, there was not a soul around, so I sat alone on an empty throne in the middle of that town. And I said, oh my, oh me, oh me, oh my. There's a river that runs between the sun and the darkness of our lives. You can hit the road, stay in bed, you can sink, swim, or fight. But when all of this is said and done, you're gonna walk so gently still into that night. Sat so still and silent, with my head hanging low, and an emptiness like a barren field, you know, it settled around my soul. Then a man appeared before me, though I try, I can't deny that he had my father's face and hands, but his eyes shone like the sky. He said, my son, come too soon, you better get on out. You know I'd let you stay, but round here a day is much like a thousand years. And your heart is like a diamond, splits the light in two, and you'll only shine for a certain time until you're swallowed up in blue. And I said, oh my, oh me, oh me, oh my. There's a river that runs in the darkness of our lives. You can hit the road, stay in bed, you can sink, swim, or fight. But when all of this is said and done, you're gonna walk so gently still into that night. River again a second time, and the water rolled on top of me, and the stars refused to shine. Well, I swam till I could not swim, then I sank just like a stone. And when I woke again, I was laying in my bed inside my home. So I walked out through the city streets with the voices high and bright, and I breathe the air without a care, and then I walk so gently still into that light.
That was very nice. Blitz and Trapper. Well, a subset of the majority of Blitz and Trapper.
Yes, barely.
Who will be in full band tonight at Homebrews. Do you guys feel like doing one more, or you got to hit the road?
Yeah, we're doing all.
All right.
Place left to go, and I call you in the rain after the show. But this feeling I've been feeling, I just can't abide to be loving you but still trying to hide. My lonesome angel rolling down the highway in the night, lonesome angel. To make things right, oh my soul. What it takes to make things right, oh my soul, oh my soul. Well, I call you when the river changes course, and I call you when I just can't find my voice. But this feeling I've been feeling, I just can't. To be all dressed up with no place left to go. My lonesome angel rolling down the highway in the night. Lonesome angel, you got what it takes to make things right. What it takes to make things right. Oh, my soul. What it takes to make. My soul, oh my soul. Turns to wine. But this feeling I've been feeling, I just can't abide to be so in love but still trying to hide. My lonesome angel rolling down the highway in the night. Lonesome angel, you got what it takes to make things.
That was really, really nice. Oh, yeah, sounds so good in the headphones. Thank you guys so much for taking the time. And thanks for including Humboldt in your tour. I mean, we're a little small, little out of the way place.
Great part of the world.
It's cool to have you guys here. And thanks to Katie for helping make this all go so smoothly. Blitz and Trapper playing tonight at Homebrews. Go see them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
That was nice.